The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burt Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose right.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us and have you listening wherever you may be, either here live in the L.A. area on AM 830, home of Angels Baseball, or anywhere in the world at ThoroughbredLA.com. You can catch us live and archived. A lot of show ahead today, unfortunately for us, but good for him. Jonathan Hardoon, believe it or not, is going to take a pass today. He's got a wedding to attend to in New York. So I really can't remember the last time John had a day off with us, but
Good on him. We'll try and fill the void. We've got the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, Frank Miramati, standing by. I don't want to waste any more of his time. Let's get to Frank right now. So much to talk about, both at Santa Anita yesterday at Churchill Downs, and, of course, a big five-day Belmont Festival coming up this Wednesday through Sunday, and Frank's going to be right in the middle of it. Frank, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on this morning.
And, Frank, I know you're heading out. You're on a red eye tonight. I mean, things get busy real quick. Are you involved in the post-position draw for the Belmont tomorrow?
No, sir. I am not involved in that, but I will be involved starting Wednesday. I call the whole festival from Wednesday to Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it has been the last couple of years. So really looking forward to that, of course. Quite a privilege, and certainly – I appreciate Santa Anita letting me do that because I am a year-round Santa Anita employee, so yep. For them to allow me to do this is pretty strong.
Great opportunity for you as well on Big Fox. I don't want to get along any further. Frank, having worked with you for a good number of years and everything, one of your primary emphasis it has always been, hey, we got to celebrate winners because you do a lot of losing in this game. You got to celebrate winners. You did that just that with the California-bred Almond Joy. Big upset, huge upset winner of yesterday's Grade 2 Santa Margarita. You think back through the years, what a huge race this race has been. Not so much now. We scratched down to four horses yesterday. No show wagering. Almond Joy, Kent DeSormo for Aggie Ordonez. Next to longest shot in the field at 8.5 to 1, and she pays $19.20. I got to be honest, Frank, I took a little shot trying to beat the favorite yesterday with Michael McCarthy's filly, Simply Joking. I thought maybe she was the now commodity. She got off at almost 2 to 1. Seismic Beauty was empty midway around the far turn. I thought, wow, Simply Joking, it's hers. Well, it wasn't. Because Almond Joy was absolutely loaded at the top of the lane, as you saw, Frank. And it's just nice to see these kind of connections win. And what a win like this in a Grade 2 does for the folks involved with Almond Joy.
It was really a phenomenal moment. It was a very enjoyable race to watch. And, you know, actually when they got to the top of the stretch, I thought about, right, because I really was worried about her because the way she ran on the turf.
Yeah.
It's very difficult when you change surfaces. If you look at the history of racing, you look at horses that change surfaces and then go back to their regular surface, a lot of times they're just not the same anymore. It's just the way it is. I know that the usual QT was one of those horses that was able to do that. But if you look in history and just really good horses, it's very difficult. And when she was kind of almost being eased last week, I was thinking to myself, man.
I know, Frank.
She's so talented. I just hope she's all right.
But I'll tell you.
To see her do that yesterday.
One thing that was amazing, Frank, I look back after the fact, Brad Free actually had a comment in his advance in yesterday's Daily Racing Form. Brad's going to be joining us top of the next hour. He said she exited a better-than-looked effort. I looked at that Franz Valentine, Frank, on turf, as you said, and it was only a week ago yesterday. I thought, man, she got distance. She actually did gallop out well, but way after the wire. Anyway, Frank, you nailed it when they came in the winner's circle. I want to take a 1 minute of sound here, if you don't mind, Frank. Scotty Hazleton with FanDuel caught up with winning jockey Kent DeSormo right after yesterday's Santa Margarita. And if you listen to Kent talking, you know, over the years, Frank, we've become accustomed to Kent. He kind of go into a Norm Crosby-type jag every now and again where maybe he invents the odd word. But what struck me about the interview was Kent's not riding that much anymore, and you could tell he's blowing in this interview with Scotty Hazleton. Chris, let's have it.
Well, Kent DeSormo, Almond Joy gets it done for you. Did you know they were going as fast as they were out in front of you in that kind of sprint speed early in a mile and an eighth race, Kent?
Yeah, we were... This filly, she's got ample speed. She's gone 44 and change before. And, I mean, once the inside horse squeezed between the pair going under the wire the first time, they really took off. So that was exciting for me. I'm like, okay, you go ahead, entertain each other, and I'll be back here. But Joy just stayed in the bridle the whole way. She was telling me, when do you want to go, kid? Just, when do you want to go?
When did you ask her?
Probably the apex of the turn, right in the middle. I got to encourage her several times, and by the time we got head and head, I went to cock my stick, and away it went. So my riding crop was at the 316th ball.
And you didn't need it.
She was already passing him. Yes.
Job well done, Ken.
He was fantastic. Fantastic. All joy. All
joy, yeah. Thanks to Scotty Haslam with FanDuel. And, Frank, you called the race. I watched it. I had no idea Ken had lost his stick.
I didn't see that. I was just watching her. In fact, I didn't have the binoculars up at that point. I just watched her at the top of the set. But when I was watching her around the far turn, I was saying to myself, could this actually be happening? Because I've seen her, and I've had the privilege of calling her.
Right.
And I'm thinking, like, she can't get to these, can she? Because she was starting to really run.
I know.
And then as soon as they, like, pass the quarter pole, I'm like, she's going to blow right by these. I could just see it. Because once she gets going, she's so special. And if you listen to Aggie's interview prior to the turf start last week in the Franz Valentine, they asked her, like, she said, she's doing so well. We're going to take this chance, blah, blah, blah. But now we've learned that she always planned, like, if this doesn't work out, we'll come next week. And yes, this is not, you know, Baiacoa or Pasiana she was facing, but Seismic Beauty is a very talented foot. And Baffert had won 4 out of the last 5 Santa Margaritas.
Yeah.
She's going to be tough to beat. And just the way the race set up, but for her to just explode the way she did, and it's funny, you listened to that interview for everyone. You let them listen just now. I actually had both TVs on because we were on track interviewing Aggie and the owners, and that interview came on FanDuel TV. So I was actually trying to hear both at the same time because I you can't ever miss Kent DeSormo's sound bites are the greatest ever. And I didn't want to miss the happiness of the connections who won. That was just a phenomenal race, a great moment, and a big moment for the Cowbreds. It pays to be Cowbred. The CTBA loves when things like this happen, and it was able to take place. And she put, and look, it was a no doubt about it effort. She won by almost 4 lengths.
And Frank,
awesome. It really, really was.
Yep.
And it was just a tip of the cap to all the connections and the great ride from Kent DeSormo. Patient. But, you know, she's made those moves before, and she just has an immense level of talent. And I'm glad she was able to show it in such a prestigious race against Oakland.
And what a job by Aggie Ordonez coming back in a week to a surface she was proven on. You mentioned Bob Baffert. Now, that's, you know, something else. As you well know, Frank, you're very, very good friends with Bob. He has taken a big part of his stable back to Kentucky. A big day for him back there. 2 stakes wins with a couple of horses that did not run well in stakes, graded stakes, on Kentucky Derby Day. One of them was his other brilliant filly, or mare, I should say, 5-year-old Splendora. Ran absolutely super under Flavion Pratt in taking the Grade 3 Shawnee at a mile and a 16th. And then Cornucopian, there were questions. You know, he had disappointed in the Grade 1 Churchill Downs on Derby Day, May 2nd, going 7/8, cut back to 3/4. Pratt again, and a huge effort from Cornucopian. And I should have mentioned as well that Splendora, you know, she disappointed in the Derby Day distaff, you know, on May 2nd. But both of those horses bounced back big for Bob, and he's there center stage at Churchill. And I know you'll be seeing him up at Saratoga beginning on Wednesday, Frank.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting day for him yesterday. You know, Brad Free had reported about Splendora, about how he wasn't going to run. And, you know, Bob always talks about this, particularly with 3-year-olds, that, you know, he makes game time decisions and
yeah,
he just, you know, he sees how they're doing and he makes those moves. And that's why you just have to trust sometimes what a Hall of Famer like him is doing. It's his instinct that has gotten him where he is. And so I was wondering what Splendora would do there. And look, in both of those cases, Flavian Pratt putting out absolutely flawless, beautiful rides, doing the right thing. And with Cornucopia, and he drifted out into roll on Big Joe at the top of the stretch, almost to like tell him, hey, buddy, this is a serious race and you're going to have to run your you-know-what off in order to win, because roll on Big Joe is a very, very, very nice horse. And Cornucopian coming back, and believe me, there were many questions about him. I was so surprised to see his price being so low off of that pretty dull performance on Derby Day. Let's call it like it is. I mean, he had none of his customary early zip and such, but he was a different animal there. You saw the interview with Tom Ryan afterward. Just talking about, you know, how special this horse is, how much they're invested in him, and what they're trying to create for him in becoming a stallion. And he was pretty awesome yesterday to turn away Roland Big Joe, who's not a horse you really want to see up alongside you late. So that was a big day for him, no question about it. And great racing all the way at Churchill yesterday. So big things happening around the country, and we had a good card yesterday and some tough races. Another huge payoff in the
single winning ticket in the pick six too, $251,000. Frank,
what an adrenaline rush that had to be.
Yeah, our time is very short. I've got Janine Sahadi on deck, Frank.
She's the best.
Last year,
like a horse today in the fourth, Mike, based on pedigree. I don't look at workout reports; they're all great. I like Lying Zero. This horse is by Nyquist, running in against California Breds. Of course, Mr. Redham owns Nyquist. The dam was very effective as a youngster. It took her three starts to break her maiden, but she debuted in a stake. The family is strong. I got to believe she'll be the favorite in the winter just based on pedigree alone. If she can run at all, Lying Zero, race four, number eight.
Okay. If Lying Zero gets, I'm not going to say gets the candy, gets the pizza for Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, Frank, we'll give you a big tip of the cap. I wanted to get this in. Last year, in advance of the Belmont, we had an epic showdown with the 1-2-3 finishers in the Derby. They being Sovereignty, Journalism, Baeza. Journalism danced in the Preakness. He won it. You had that epic showdown with those three getting together again. You don't have a similar scenario this year. However, Golden Tempo did work apparently a solid half for Sherry DeVue at Keeneland yesterday. So he's on target now. He skipped the Preakness for the Belmont. You got Journalism, Nysos in the Met Mile. That is going to be a huge day on Big Fox. And, Frank, you're going to be driving the bus, man.
I'm very excited, very honored. And it pays to be cowbred, and I'm very honored to go into New York and be called in to do this. And just may the right words come at the right time. And as Trevor Denman said, the greatest of all time, he said it simply, open your eyes and tell them what you see, and I'll be doing the same thing. And just hoping to get through it smoothly and not let the moment get the best of me. It's that simple.
Looking forward to it very, very much. Thanks for your time, Frank. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate everything. And let's get out to the race place today. We've got a huge pick six pool and a lot of real competitive races, a lot of questions to be answered. Best of luck to everyone.
Thanks so much. Frank Miramonte, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Race Course, and now as advertised, joined by a longtime friend, Janine Sahadi, and a former trainer, a winner of two Breeders' Cup sprints. She won the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile with the horse she calls the best she ever had, Fastness. She won the 2000 Santa Anita Derby with Chris McCarron, a horse by the name of the Deputy. And right now she's heading up publicity efforts and fundraising for the Gregson Foundation. I know she's very proud of that. And she's also got some very deeply held views about the way our game is being portrayed, the glaring lack of advocacy for our game on the part of racetrack ownership in certain locations, or maybe we should just say two locations in particular. She joins us right now. Hey, Janine, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. First of all, I saw you posted something with Samantha Siegel. She was the owner breeder of a nice winner trained by Richard Mandela on Friday at Santa Anita. Good on you for posting a nice picture.
Yeah, well, and Samantha's on the TOC board, and I wish they would tag her. That what a special photo, right? For Samantha to have with Dick, and I it was kind of ironic. His arm was, I don't know why he's in a sling, but I just thought it was such a wonderful picture, and it just really showed our industry. And I mean, you get these two legends standing in the winner's circle together, and the expressions on their face. And I know that horse is very special to Samantha and to her significant other Zach. So I love when things like that are put out into the universe. Both individuals in that photo have given their life really to this industry. So,
good call.
I just thought it was really fun to share.
No doubt about it. And, Janine, right before coming on the air today, I stumbled on, some quotes of yours from a story about 4 years ago, Thoroughbred Daily News. It's a great online publication and industry publication. And there was a question posed to Janine Sahadi, and Janine, I know your viewpoint has not changed on this. You were asked if you could change one thing in racing, what would it be? And you answered, at this point in thoroughbred racing in 2022, particularly in the United States, we need to stop with the lying and the hypocrisy and start defending this industry and the millions of people who participate in it. My face is turning red, Jenny, and you can tell. There has been a real push, particularly since 2019. I know there are bad actors in racing. There are bad actors in every aspect of life. But we need to start defending the industry that is from the sports leadership down through the media. I'm so sick of comparisons with Lance Armstrong and doping. In some instances, hateful, spiteful rhetoric is presented as fact, and it's infuriating that people believe it. Racing has a good story to tell, too, and it is so unfortunate that we tend to hear more of it that trainers with drug positives are dopers and cheaters. This game has pivoted a lot, particularly in California, since 2019. End quote, Janine Sahadi. And Janine, that question was posed to you by John Lees, who does a great job with the Morning Line and so much more down at Del Mar. But you know, this lack of advocacy and this buddying up with our enemies in the animal rights movement, we know where this started. It started back in 2019 at Santa Anita when we kind of got in bed with PETA and we got an attaboy, a quote from a lady named Kathleen Guillermo. To me, it's just a road to nowhere. Their stated objective is to shut our industry down, Janine.
No doubt. Unfortunately, what I said then, and I wrote an op-ed years later basically saying the same thing. The narrative is not being delivered by leadership or by industry leaders or by the biggest voices. We do nothing to combat the vitriol. The online clowns with, you know, lots of followers on social media have sort of taken over the show, and it's insane to me when we are looking at, you know, we're looking at a crisis, literally. We've got the lowest foal crops in history, short fields all over the place. I'm excited about Saratoga starting, but if you look at their overnight, you look at the stakes fields, the numbers and the field sizes and the stakes, it's not all that impressive. I keep hearing about, Santa Anita sucks and Del Mar sucks and short fields and shitty purses. And, you know, we have no subsidies in the state. And while the field prices are basically the same in the states where there are huge subsidies. So I think everybody sort of needs to wake up. I could give two blanks about what PETA thinks. I think they've killed more cats and dogs than horse racing has ever thought about. And until we start explaining to people that horses are cared for better than most of our homeless population here in California, just doesn't make any sense to me.
Janine,
what happened in 2019 too was a, everybody contributed to that. It was interesting that there was no trackmen. 39 horses died, but it was, you know, easy to kick Jerry Hollendorfer off the track. So there you have
well,
it.
Well, I mean, that just redefined a premature move. It truly did. I can say what I think now. Listen, we don't have much time. I know Lasix is something that you feel strongly about. And again, you have credibility. You trained for 18 years, multiple grade one winners, back-to-back Breeders' Cup sprint winners, Lita Justice, and I happened to cash on Elmhurst in 97 at Hollywood. Belated thanks, Janine. This is something I quoted last week from Todd Pletcher, Hall of Fame trainer. I just think he's beyond reproach, although he's got a whole, you know, a gaggle of haters online, as does Bob Baffert and many other guys. The question posed to Todd and some other guys was, are there any racing regulations you'd like to see changed, and if so, why? Quoting Todd Pletcher, The first thing that comes to mind is allowing Lasix for all horses. I think it's an effective treatment for the problem that we have. I think you can argue it's the best thing for the horse with limited dosages. I think it can be effective and helpful to the horse's short-term and long-term health. Your thoughts, Janine?
I think Lasix is an absolute necessity. I don't understand why we would allow horses to bleed, and I was chatting online with Nick Hines the other day when the Lasix issue came up, and I said to him, as you know, as an ex-trainer himself, I can give you thousands of horses that I trained that were slow, that I gave Lasix to, that were still slow. They just didn't bleed. Now, Lasix is not a PED. I don't know why we would.
That's right.
Not, so it's not a performance enhancer.
But Janine, PETA is opposed to Lasix. Don't you know? That's important.
I honestly don't care. PETA does not invest one dime into this industry.
Thank you.
And so to have them have any opinion, it was like Kathy Guillermo the other day posting online about the, you know, the whip issue. All of these things, HISA is the most expensive grift in racing history. There was not 1 ounce of common sense applied to this. The minute that the government started running, I always advocated for a governing body, meaning one set of rules nationwide. I don't know what has happened. I don't understand any of these rule changes that have been pending with the FTC for 3 years. They've been grossly misguided. I don't know who advised them on methamphetamine and metformin. And
well, I would assume PETA. They not only have an opinion, they have a seat at the table. I want to run this by you. Bob Icke mentioned this on air yesterday, right here on AM 830 between 9 and 10, along with John Lindo. Bob posed the question, has HISA or HIWU found one game-changing illegal medication? Are you aware of one, Janine? They're finding trace positives that a recent study at UC Davis kind of strongly said it's due to contamination. They become focused on the number of strikes with the crop. You mentioned Kathleen Guillermo, PETA, and we think of Paco Lopez. Have they found one game-changing illegal medication?
No, and all of their facts and figures are disingenuous. It's all spin. No, they have not found one cheater. You know, this all came about after the Navarro service thing, which, you know, okay, that's all fine and well. Those guys are sitting in jail or one has been deported. There again, they were using souped-up clenbuterol. Until you start to research and come to an understanding of what we're talking about, there was blow in the White House a couple of years ago. For some reason, we do not accept the fact that metformin is the most prescribed diabetes drug in the country. And yet there are people out there who believe that trainers are injecting horses with meth and metformin.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a retarded statement. The people that are making these rules don't have any practical experience in shed rows. I understand that there is a real push to quote unquote clean the game up. They haven't caught anybody doing anything. They haven't made racing any safer. The industry cannot afford the expense of this. We've been lied to. I would like to know why LAFS lost their accreditation. I would like to know why a guy like Jonathan Wong served 2 years, is not allowed to train, his owner has spent millions of dollars trying to defend Jonathan for a metformin positive that he got 2 years for, while 9 other cases are pending, and nothing will happen to those because the people that got them were nice trainers. They weren't your classic cheater. It's all a bunch of BS.
And Janine, before we leave this, you are very strong in support of threshold minimums on many allowed substances and so on. And you think about contamination, if you have threshold minimums, I mean, this eliminates a lot of this really idiocy. I want to leave you with this, though, on a high note. You're a big, big proponent of the Edwin Gregson Foundation, and you guys put out something, I think it was on Tuesday, a really cute girl along with her mom and dad, a nice photo. She just graduated from nearby Cal State Fullerton. I know you're proud of what the Gregson Foundation has done and continues to do.
Oh, yeah, beyond proud. And we have such a wonderful board, and I love all of our programs, and obviously the kids are our main focus, but we had an In-N-Out truck at Santa Anita, served 496 In-N-Out burgers, and we've got all kinds of day trips planned this summer to events here. We go to Dodger games. We started a bowling league at the Lanes at Santa Anita, which has been hilarious and really fun for everybody. But you know, we have a doctor, we have architects, we have dental hygienists, these kids are so grateful for the opportunity. And
they are in those professions because you guys were able to get them the scholarship money. Janine Sahadi, we're going to do this again soon. We've stirred it up. Maybe it can serve as a template for those folks in the industry that know better and aren't advocating. They, too, can stand up and forcefully advocate for this great industry. Thanks so much, Janine.
Use common sense. Never bow to the mob. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. Way late on the break. We'll take it coming back strong with John Lindo and a huge night. 12 Ed Burke Futurity Trials tonight at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Don't go away.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time.
Angels Radio, AM
830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, we noted the great Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets unable to join us on air today. He did send along radio selections both for Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita today. John says race two at Gulfstream today. Take number two, get the win. And that race goes at 1:22 Eastern. Gulfstream Park, race two, number two, get the win. That's going to be the Rags and Sheets play of the day for radio there at Gulfstream. Let's get down to Carlsbad right now and say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. Enjoyed you and Bob Ike on air, as always, yesterday morning from 9 to 10.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Good morning. And I tell you what, Michael McCarthy was seeing the ball. Two nice maiden winners that he talked about on the show. And his filly is simply joking, ran a big one in the Santa Margarita as well.
Yeah, but not big enough. I bet on her to win, John. Doggone it. And when the favorite, you could see, you know, Juan was scrubbing on the favorite midway around the turn. She was empty. I thought, wow, simply joking, we're going to get this done, you know, at a nice number. All things considered, but it wasn't to be. The winner, Almond Joy, California bred. Boy, hats off to everybody connected with her, and that includes Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. Om stands there along with Clubhouse Ride and, of course, Forbidden Kingdom. This is a big feather in Om's cap, now a multiple graded stakes-producing sire.
And how about trainer Aggie Ordonez wheeling this filly back in a week? You know, she didn't fire on the grass last week against Cowbreds. She knew, well, if she didn't handle the surface, we'll get her back on dirt, wheels her back, and bam, she comes back and wins a graded stakes. Congratulations to the connections, the owner breeders, the Bakers, and all their partners. What a terrific performance by Almond Joy yesterday. I didn't know, you know, she was so far back. The fractions were fast, and she just kind of looped the field and actually won pretty easy.
Well, she won by 3 3/4 lengths, and boy, hats off to him. Aggie, to me, she's just great news for our game. She's great with the media. She does a great job. I've mentioned this before. Her dad, the late Pete Anderson, he was a real character, and he did everything in this game. He rode, he trained, he rode with some of the greats, and he rode a really good horse by the name of Forgo. When I say some of the greats, I'm talking about Eddie Arcaro, Bill Bolin, Shoemaker all the way through the 70s, and then he trained up north for a while, and they say a good stud stamps his foals, And Aggie Ordonez is living proof, John.
Well, I tell you what, she's made the transfer as well as anybody coming down from Northern California, and she's hit the ground running and been very consistent down here.
And listen, let's talk a little bit about the South Point. Got a nice text from Steve Johnson. He said everything is happening up at the South Point right now. So much to do. I meant to mention this. Three really good friends of mine went up to the South Point for Preakness weekend. They told me they went to one of the venues there, and they ordered three bottles of Bud Light. The gal put the ticket down, $12, John. $4 a bottle, 12-ounce bottle Bud Light. Now, you're just not going to do that anyplace else.
Well, yeah, again, they're not there to gouge you. They want you to have a good time out there, keep you in play. And you know what? You can take those extra funds and maybe have a little fun at the tables or at the race book.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, John, let's go ahead and get your radio selection. I'm running a little bit late. Who do you like today on the 9-race card at Santa Anita?
Let's go to race 7 at Santa Anita. This is 4 Calbreds and number 6, We the Hobby, coming back off the layoff of trainer Peter Miller. She was getting good before she hit the sidelines last September. Healthy work pattern, and she should fall into a good trip. Number 3, Pavel's the 12, looks like the speed. We the Hobby will be sitting right off of her and get first run on the closers. So We the Hobby, number 6, race number 7 at Santa Anita, and she is 9-2 on the morning line.
Okay, terrific, and want to get a phone number out there for Steve Johnson up at the South Point, toll-free 866-780-7223. He says they've got bets up, odds up right now for the College Baseball World Series, and they've also got odds up for the upcoming U.S. Open. They tee off on June 18th. You name it, they've got it for the players at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
Well, and the Vegas Golden Knights kick off the NHL Stanley Cup Finals on Tuesday in Carolina. They'll be back there next week, and Bob Eichel and I will be out at the South Point for the Belmont Stakes. So ought to be a pretty lively weekend out there in Las Vegas.
And John, I'll leave you with this. As Frank Miramonte noted, it pays to be cowbred, my friend. You guys have a great time up there, and we're not kidding, folks. Go to ctba.com. Had a cowbred almond joy take yesterday's Grade 2 Santa Margarita. Yeah, we've got issues, but a lot of very good, tangible reasons to get involved owning and breeding here in California.
Absolutely, Mike. Looking forward to it. And congratulations to Aggie and all those folks with Almond Joy. What a terrific win.
No doubt. Take care, John. Have a good day.
Good luck.
All right, let's get down Cotella right now. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, heads up the publicity efforts at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, good morning. Boy, you're going to be burning the midnight oil today. I know that. You guys get underway at 5:35 this afternoon, 12 races. They are all trials to the $960,000 Ed Burke Memorial Futurity. It should be a great night under the lights.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. And, yeah, absolutely. What a terrific night of trials, like you mentioned. 12 of them starting at 5:35 p.m. Plus, we have a pick six carryover of $13,167. And as part of that 12-race program, Mike, we'll have three pick four wagers, three offerings starting in race 1, race 5, and race 9, and 108 runners trying to get into the Ed Burke Memorial. Only the top 10 advance the final on Father's Day, June 21st. And out of those 108, 33 have already won a race. 74 have finished third or better at least once.
Yeah.
So we're talking about quality up and down the lineup of trials. And let me just mention a couple of the standouts here. We start with race number 2, Contentious, fastest qualifier to the kindergarten. Unfortunately, was not able to run in the final, but 2-for-2 this filly, and she's just looked tremendous every time that she has raced. Definitely one of the horses to look at, and probably one of the top contenders to advance to the Ed Burke Memorial. Race number 3, Call Me Candela, the surprise winner of the kindergarten. And what a story she is. And her rider, Jose Rosario Alcala, 20-year-old, when he won the kindergarten, that was only his third quarter horse win ever.
Amazing.
And he does it in a great 2 race in Call Me Candela with Jose Rosario Alcala coming back in race number 3. Moving later on.
Hold on, Orlando. I want to note that she breaks from the rail. Orlando, Call Me Candela is number 1 in race 3. Yes. A lot of people try to mark this stuff down. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In race number 11, we have one of the duels of the night. Well, tremendous matchup. Hake, who won first two times, qualified to the kindergarten, and Just One Famous Eagle, they'll be matching up. And Just One Famous Eagle did not run in any trials. This will be the first time this horse runs in trials, but comes in with the fastest 300-yard time of the season for a two-year-old when he won his maiden race last out. Trainer Paul Jones looks to advance another top runner in the Ed Burke. And in race number 12, Black Magic, Cesar Diablo. We talked about this filly a few weeks ago. She just looked sensational in that maiden debut. Even though she didn't break as fast, got into some trouble there, got bumped around, but the way she finished, just super, super impressive. So Cesar D'Alba has a potential star there with Black Magic. That's in race 12, the final trial, number 8, Black Magic, 9-5 on the morning night. So maybe a horse to single in that late pick four, Mike. Just a tremendous night all in all.
No question.
Again,
three pick fours, and you guys get underway at 5:35, the 12th and final. And it's set to go at 9:54. And, Orlando, I know you wanted to give a tip of the cap to a horse everybody out here knows that won under the lights last night in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Remington Park, they have their closing night in all of the big races out there. The Remington Park Invitational Championship win to a horse that we know very well, Impress Him, gets it done. And I don't know how he got it done because he was way back midway through the race. But in the final jumps, gets there first, his 26th career victory, moving his earnings up to $2.7 million. And that was his first victory since winning the Champion of Champions here back in 2024. Just a tremendous, tremendous runner. That race earns him a presumptive berth to the Champion of Champions. So he'll be looking to come back here at Los Al and trying to win the Champion of Champions for the third time. Not too many horses have ever done that, just Refrigerator, the only one. So impressive victory from Impress Him. As always, what a great, great victory for this now 8-year-old.
And Orlando, I want to get ITW on everybody's radar over there at Los Alamitos. You guys are going to be busy Wednesday through Sunday, a huge 5-day festival from Saratoga. It's the Belmont Stakes Festival week. But it'll be at Saratoga. What are your hours of operation Wednesday through Sunday?
Well, we always open at 9:30 a.m. for the grandstand and, of course, for Belmont Stakes Day, a special opening there. 7:30 a.m. for the grandstand. Vessels and Burgers will open at 9 a.m. Give Ruben Arcila a call in the Vessels Club. He'll set you up with a tremendous table outdoors or inside. His number 714-820-2681. But again, gates open for the Belmont Stakes Day, 7:30 a.m. with Burgards and Vessels at 9 a.m., Mike. But come and join us any day. We're open 7 days, like you mentioned. Always open at 9:30 in the morning.
And who's your best bet for radio today?
I'm going to go to race number 10 and number 3, Favorite Consent, 7-2 on the morning line for E.G. High Desert Farms. He's always had great success on this night of trials. He won the Edberg Million last year with Just I'm Worth It. And I'm going to go with the 3, Favorite Consent. First out, some trouble there, but then showed his talent by winning by a neck. The distance should be to his favor. This horse should do really well at this 350-yard distance. And I'll go with the 3, Favorite Consent, with Jesus Rios Ayala getting the call. You can't do much better than Jesus Rios Ayala up.
Thanks. So
I'll go in race 10 with the 3, Favorite Consent, at 7-2.
Thanks so much, Orlando. Have a great day and night.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet. Hey, listen, before we step aside, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work, handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Late on the break, we'll take it. Getting back to New York, checking in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over 190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at LosAlamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know
who. Okay, welcome back, folks. It's not quite closing time. We got another hour to go. We can tell you this. Angels baseball early today, and man, what a big, big win for them yesterday against a red-hot club at home, the Tampa Bay Rays. Halos were huge, and I'll tell you what, a big grand slam in the first inning to get things going. I've got a quick moment here. I want to just say, hey, congratulations to Glendora High School baseball. They took down a CIF Division III championship versus Laguna Hills. It went extra innings. A single in the bottom of the ninth won it. 3-2 Tartans yesterday. That is back-to-back CIF championships for head coach Jerry Llewellyn and his guys, and what a tremendous accomplishment. Listen, we're unable to get Matthew DeSantis. We'll catch him next week. Brad Free, Daily Racing Form, is straight ahead, top of the hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Lot to talk about. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
You look so fancy, I can tell.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And Night Racing's best bets are here, the Early and Late Pick 4. The Early Pick 4 pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Coventry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenandKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, Here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerson. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Got a lot of ground to cover. Let's get up to Santa Anita right now and say hello to Brad Free on behalf of Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. We saw a very exciting stakes race yesterday at Santa Anita where Omen Joy rallied from dead last to win the Santa Margarita going away, leaving a couple of well-regarded older fillies and mares in her dust, Simply Joking and Seismic Beauty, who engaged in a crazy pace battle and set it up perfectly for Omen Joy, who was wheeling back 1 week after finishing last in the Friends Valentine on turf. Terrific training job by Aggie Ordonez and a great ride by jockey Kent DeSormo to get this filly to settle, finish, and she's now a grade two winner. Her fifth stakes victory, Almond Joy in the Santa Margarita.
You know, Brad, I learned something a long time ago trying to watch races, and I'm not saying I could make a living at it, but I was told by people I respected, don't put your head down when the horses hit the wire. And you learned that a long time ago. In reading your advance and yesterday's story, this isn't blackboarding because you said it in advance. You talked about the trip Almond Joy had on grass just 1 week previous in the mile and 1/16th Franz Valentine. And you talked about the fact that she dropped back, but that she actually really galloped out strong. And you could see that on the replay. It was way after the finish, and you quoted Aggie Ordonez, Brad. To your credit, you devoted a lot of space to this, to a filly that most people just threw out. I mean, she was off at 8 to 8.5 to 1 in a four horse field. Quoting Aggie, you said she said the race overall, meaning the Franz Valentine, was confusing. I'm just going to draw a line through it. I'd love to just keep it simple and say she just didn't handle the grass and write it off as that. I'm not convinced of it because she looked comfortable. She came bouncing back to the barn, and she's a big, strong, sound filly. It's a perfect situation to wheel her right back and try her back on the dirt. I'm hoping they go out there and soften Seismic Beauty up a little bit. I'm not worried about the mile and an eighth, and I love the way it sets up, end quote. In yesterday's Daily Racing Form, Aggie Ordonez. Just great stuff, Brad. Did you have a couple dollars on her?
I actually did not. I preferred the runner-up, Simply Joking.
I did, too.
I respected Omen Joy and her effort a week ago in the Franz Valentine. If you look at it in her past performances, she was poorly placed and she dropped out and finished seventh. It looks pretty grim on paper.
Yep.
After they hit the wire, this filly took off, and that's why Aggie was a little reluctant to blame it on grass, because after they hit the wire a week ago, Omen Joy took off, galloped out in front of the field. Kent DeSormo could hardly pull her up. So it was a better-than-looked last-place finish in the Franz Valentine, and the Santa Margarita was always in the minds of her connections. They were planning on wheeling her right back if everything went well during the week, which obviously it did. And credit to Aggie Ordonez, because she expected, or at least hoped with some good reason, that the pace would be severe and it might set up for Almond Joy. And that's exactly what happened when Simply Joking and Seismic Beauty went out there in 45-1, 109-1. And Almond Joy was able to take advantage. I'd say she was lucky, but that was her fifth career stakes win. So there's a lot more than just luck. Let's just say that conditions were advantageous for Almond Joy on Saturday. And, you know, we'll find out a little bit more about her this summer at Del Mar. Her next start's going to be the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch in early August.
Yeah.
Who knows if she's going to get another wicked pace battle to run at. But this is a four-year-old filly who continues to improve, and it's neat to see these low-profile connections have a good horse, a California-bred.
Yep.
The Santa Margarita. Pretty cool.
And you know, Brad, we remember Dan Hendricks, who's no longer training. He trained Ohm, who was a very serious horse on turf and dirt, a graded stakes winner. He was a good horse. And I know Aggie, she's been a big cheerleader for this horse as a stallion. And, you know, Cal Brett, he stands up at Legacy Ranch. And I think he's well worth taking a shot with. And the more Almond Joy does, the better it's looking for his prospects as a stallion.
No doubt about it. And Almond himself, I believe he was more of a sprinter, maybe a miler. This filly, Almond Joy, Aggie Ordinos believes that she'll go a mile and a half down the road. I mean, distance is not an issue with Almond Joy, and she certainly proved it yesterday, a mile and 1/8. Look, the final time was a little bit on the slow side, 150.03, but Almond Joy sat back, and she did the running when it counted and ran right past the two favorites.
Brad, last thing on Almond Joy, you really dug into the archives. Last paragraph of your advance, page 3, yesterday's Daily Racing Form, referring to the fact that Almond Joy was coming back on just 1 week's notice, you said, Ordonez rarely runs back on short rest, but she did it once. On November 6, 1996, at Remington Park, training under her maiden name of Anderson, Ordonez wheeled back the claiming horse Would I in a main track sprint 4 days after he finished last in a turf route. Would I rallied from seventh and won going away. Brad, how'd you do that?
I asked the trainer if she's ever done this before.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, I think I have, but I have to look it up. It happened 30 years ago at Remington. She goes, let me look it up and I'll get the information back to you. So she did. I looked it up and there it was on November 6th, 1996 at Remington.
Amazing.
Would I? Back in 4 days. Just a claiming horse, but this is a move that Ordinoz is now 2-for-2 with. So watch out next time that she brings a horse back on 1 week's notice. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Brad, let's look at today if we can. Feature race, the Grade 3 Triple Bend. This used to be a Grade 1, 7/8, 3-year-olds and up. It goes as the 8th on a 9-race card. We've got a Santa Anita Derby winner in the field, Brad.
No kidding, and I think he's going to be tough to beat. Stronghold drew post number 5, his second start back off a lengthy layoff. He finished in a dead heat victory in a highly rated race at Oakland Park in his comeback race last month. This is his second start back. This is a good, he was a top 3-year-old, won the Santa Anita Derby, ran well, finishing 7th in the Kentucky Derby. His 4-year-old campaign was kind of a wash. I mean, he only started twice. Finished second once, and they tried to get him to the Breeders' Cup Mile, and Stronghold just wasn't right last fall. So trainer Phil D'Amato gave him all the time that he needed, brought him back at Oakland Park. He won the race in the Debbie. Now he's making his second start back. And this is an important race, not only for Stronghold, but also for the GOAT, a Group 1 winner from Chile, making his U.S. debut. And both these horses, if they run well this afternoon in the Triple Bend, are likely to show up next month, or July 18th, I should say, in the San Diego handicap when they stretch out to a mile and 16th down
right.
To Del Mar. So a salty little 5-horse race today, the Triple Bend, but Stronghold's going to be tough to beat. Very interested to see how the GOAT runs. He hasn't started since December of 24, but he reeled off 3 consecutive Group 1 wins in Chile, training very well for his new trainer, John Sadler. I think he's up against it, first started in a year and a half, but his credentials pretty much speak to themselves. So Stronghold and the GOAT are the two favorites, and then there's a couple of long shots in here, The Last Straw and Simple Song, both coming up, stepping up in class off one other than wins that both earned high speed figures, and then there's Bartoldi who's going to be forward to play. So a nice little group of 5 in the Triple Bend, but Stronghold, to me, he just kind of lays all over the field. Mm-hmm. He's an even money favorite, so it's not really no great shakes there, but Stronghold should be tough this afternoon.
My question going in, trying to figure out what I was going to ask you. The GOAT, would he need one? And from me reading John Sadler's quotes, I think he pretty much answered it. I mean, if he hits the board, John says he'll be happy, but the objective right now is the San Diego. You mentioned The Last Straw. I love the way he won last time out, John. You know, sometimes when horses get good, you want to jump on. He's got a shot from the rail for Mr. Mandela.
I agree. He added blinkers last time out for the first time in his career, and he showed a lot more speed than he had in his first 5 starts. And he, you know, was up there on the lead, and he won by a half length. He earned a good number, an 87 on Fire Speed Figure, 4.5 on Thoroughgraph.
Mm-hmm.
A good, creditable effort by The Last Straw. From the inside post, he's probably going to have to go, and it'll be interesting to see how he and Bar totally unfold things in the first furlong or so, because they both have forwardly placed running styles. If they get in each other's way, it's not going to do either one of them any favors and could set it up perfectly for Stronghold. But The Last Straw, he's a dangerous horse moving up in class off a highly rated win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's listed at 12-1. I suspect he might drop a little bit from that. But this is there are five horses in the race. I love Stronghold at a short price. Big deal. I would not be surprised if any one of these five popped up and won this race. They all have credentials.
And Brad, we've talked a lot about Almond Joy, a big price in a four-horse field. She paid $19.20 winning the Grade II Santa Margarita yesterday. A friend of mine, a guy I've known over the years, son or father of Mark Glatt, Ron Glatt, was an outstanding trainer up in the Pacific Northwest for many years. He's down at San Luis Rey right now. He helps Mark out. He is the owner trainer of a horse by the name of Smile Baby Smile, won yesterday's third race, a great ride by Abel Lascano, whose agent happens to be Ron Glatt's grandson, Ryan. And the horse paid $61.20. And another classic example of a horse you got to forgive and forget sometimes when you're looking at racehorses. You look at his last race, he had to have needed it. Not to say that I could have bet on him yesterday, but hats off to Ron Glatt. Does a good job of the horse, and that is a big mutual in a six-horse field, 61-20, Brad.
Ron Glatt claimed that mare for $8,000 in January, gave her a little bit of time off, brought her back in a one-other van similar to yesterday, and she was poorly placed. She backed up, and maybe she needed the race, but she took a major forward move yesterday. Smile Baby Smile did. Got a great ride by Lascano, is up late to win at 61-20. Ron Glatt owns and trains this five-year-old mare, and because she ran for a tag yesterday, she can come right back at the same allowance condition, the same Calbred allowance condition.
So wow.
Terrific $8,000 claim by Glatt in January, and he's done well with his mare.
And the purse yesterday, $67,000, Brad. That's what you call a touchdown.
No question about it. Terrific job. And listen, one of the reasons why Mark Glatt is such a top trainer in Southern California goes right back to his dad. Ron Glatt is a terrific horse and been around for years. Mark learned a lot from his father, and it's cool to see Ron Glatt be rewarded with his Smile Baby Smile. Nice little 5-year-old cowbred mare.
Yeah, Ron Glatt started out in Eastern Washington and won a lot of races at Playfair, and then perennial top five guy over at Long Acres. Does a very, very good job. Briefly, Brad, before we get your best bet for radio, big picture-wise, we figured to struggle at what's called this Hollywood meet. We'll wrap things up. What is it, June 14th, Brad, is going to be closing day. Bob Baffert has taken a bunch of horses to Churchill Downs. He's not very much in evidence out here right now. We look for him to, again, have a very substantial presence at Del Mar, but what do you think, Brad, looking down the road to the fall and beyond? We're in a tough spot.
Well, when top trainers like Baffert and Peter Miller and Doug O'Neill and Phil D'Amato start setting up shop at other circuits due to the lack of opportunities in California, the handwriting is on the wall, and Baffert was just the latest in the string of trainers who have done exactly that. It's frustrating for these guys with these, maiden and allowance horses to struggle to make races fill. They have a hard time getting their horses into races, so they have gone to circuits where those class levels do fill on a regular basis. And it's unfortunate because the more people leave, the tougher it gets for those races to fill in California. So it's a major challenge. Maybe things will change this summer at Del Mar. Everybody loves to race at Del Mar and bet at Del Mar. It's a fun time of year. I'm not sure what Baffert's plans are as far as, the cream of his stable generally shows up at Del Mar every summer. But now he's got a string at Churchill Downs. Saratoga's going to be running all summer long, so he might ship some horses up there. So it'll be interesting to see how the stakes program unfolds this summer at Del Mar, with Baffert likely to have a less of an influence compared to past years. It's an unfortunate situation, and that's where we're at.
Speaking of Baffert, he's got Nisos in the Met Mile on Saturday, Belmont Day. I am looking forward to that, and Crude Velocity is going to be running in the Woody Stevens. Some great racing on tap next weekend from New York.
Yeah, no question. And Baffert, he shipped a lot of good horses back to Churchill Downs, and he was kind of slow. Not wasn't much happening out of the Baffert camp in the last few weeks until the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
He won two stakes races last week, one with Desert Gate in Texas, the other with Usha at Churchill Downs in the winning colors. And then yesterday, Splendora won the Shawnee with a 98 buyer speed figure, and Cornucopian won the Aristides yesterday as well. So yep. The Baffert stable that's back at Churchill Downs certainly heating up right now. Seismic Beauty was disappointing in her finish yesterday in the Santa Margarita, but she had a pretty valid excuse. She broke a half step slow and engaged in a wicked pace battle. But Baffert's got a lot of stock. He'll be in action this summer at Del Mar. I'm just not sure to what extent his participation will be.
Brad, let's make some money today.
Well, that's going to be tough to do because there's slim pickings on today's card. I'm going to take a little bit of a flyer here. In race number five, the races five and seven are cowbred one other thans for fillies and mares at a mile on grass. It's a split of the two races. When I handicapped race five, I came up with Quantum Energy and Fibonacci's Ride second. Then I realized these are two full sisters. Quantum Energy by Clubhouse Ride out of Wild Caroline, a five-year-old mare, and Fibonacci's Ride, a four-year-old filly. Exact same pedigree, same sire and dam. I'm going to make a little case for the horse that I picked second, Fibonacci's Ride. Since Antonio Garcia, her trainer, stretched her out to a mile on grass, all three grass routes have been terrific. Fourth with the wide trip in February. She won a claiming race on April 2nd, and then last time out, set runner-up in another highly rated cowbred race. She's back at the same condition. She's listed at 12-1. This race is an absolute scramble. I don't think she'll be 12-1. I can see her getting bet down somewhat, maybe half that price, due to her thoroughgraph figures, which are ranked among the highest in the field. But Fibonacci's Ride at a little bit of a price, I think that she has a big chance to upset her older sibling, who missed a start last month and is coming in off a short little break. So while I respect Quantum Energy, I'm going to put my money on the horse that I picked second, Fibonacci's Ride, number six in race five, and she's listed at 12-1.
By Clubhouse Ride, that race goes at 3:02 Pacific. Brad, thanks for your time. And on behalf of the players, your work day in, day out in daily racing for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's get back to Santa Anita and say hello to Andy Harrington, top private clocker with NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, let's get to it. We got nine races. Go ahead and lead us.
Well, Brad took my thunder, so I'm going to audibilize, and let's go to the first.
Wait a minute. You agree with Brad on a 12-1 shot, Fibonacci's Ride in race five?
Yes, I did.
Okay. We got to get that on the record, Andy.
Well, with all that weight, with my weight on it, I don't know. A poor horse. Okay. Let's go to the first race. It's not the world, but this is a race on the grass for two-year-olds. Shadow Nation, the rail horse. From the Mike Pipey barn, has outworked everybody that he's been with. He looks like he'll handle the grass. He's got that kind of low center of gravity that I like. There's not a whole lot of talent in the field that I could really find. So, and get Joel Rosario, which is, so fun to watch Joel ride. He's such a strong finisher. I forgot day in and day out what a pleasure it is to watch him finish on horses. So we're going to go. It's 9-5. It's the favorite. Sorry about that, but that's what I came up with. The first race, number one, Shadow Nation.
Okay, again, 9-5 on the morning line. Joel Rosario, Mike Pipey teaming up here. Post time, 1 o'clock to kick things off today. Again, Andy, tell us about NationalTurf.com and your stuff.
Sure. Scouting report on all the horses that I've seen on a particular card. I give you grades sort of in good and bad and in between, and I try to give you as much information as I can glean from the morning workouts and hopefully give you a little added boost to take to the races with you.
Andy, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Listen, folks, before we break, I just want to once again let everybody know, please check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work, handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit HorseRacingSimple.com. Right now, we're going to visit a commercial break. Stay with us. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. All he did yesterday for his customers at BetOnBruce yesterday, a suggested ticket, $432 in the Santa Anita Pick 6. Guess what? That came back $251,000, and that would have been on a $432 sheet. That and more straight ahead. Don't go away. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's You'll be glad you did.
Nice to have the Reverend with us occasionally on a Sunday. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be. I want to put out the word once again about a red hot stallion for California, Ohm. He stands at Legacy Ranch along with Forbidden Kingdom and Clubhouse Ride. And of course, Ohm, the sire of yesterday's Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner, Ohm and Joy. That number to call up at Legacy Ranch if you want to find out about their stallion roster. Everything they have to offer, managed by Terry Knight. If you're looking to get your babies ready to come into the track, there's no better place to go than Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. That number to call is 209-759-3315. And there's no better place to go for intertrack wagering in the San Gabriel Valley area, Pomona, Walnut, what have you, than the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They just do a tremendous job. Bob Eichel readily attests to that. He gets his mail there. Free parking and admission year-round, an outstanding food and beverage presentation, reasonable prices, and their audiovisual presentation, outstanding as well. Get out to the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. To Las Vegas we go, and we say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, but I mentioned going to break that you, in fact, on a suggested $432 ticket for yesterday's pick six, I had the total, I said 251. The pick six paid $245,273. Additionally, the 50-cent late pick five on a $54 ticket, $4,211. I'm just getting started, folks. 50-cent pick four on an $18 play paid $2,933. $3 late pick three on a $48 ticket, $5,145. And a 50-cent late pick five, a $32 suggested ticket, $6,919. I mean, Bruce, you don't have to worry about Social Security. If you put all that together, you're in the clover, man.
So the last selections were Monday at Churchill. It had one of those great end of the card. Just couldn't miss anything. It was just a great day on Monday. A couple of dud days in between, and then Blammo yesterday. We hit, you know, that's one nice thing about the rolling exotics. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of horses that won on top, Mike, but I never went that deep in any race. So it was a lot of second choices were winning for me. And by the way, those count. So we were able to nail the late exotics. Who knows? I don't know if any of the clients played that pick six. There was only one winner, so I don't know. But certainly the pick five was hittable. Who knows? Maybe one of our clients hit the pick six. But yeah, it was one of those. One of those days, but yeah, I'm really proud of what we've done on Monday at Churchill and yesterday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, I should have noted the last exotics I rattled off, they were last Monday at Churchill Downs. And last Sunday, on air here last Sunday, your Churchill Downs radio selection, Anna's Promise, got the money and paid $10.82 to win, Bruce. Great job.
Thank you. Luis Saez, one of the best front-running riders, maybe the best front-running rider in the country, got her to the front. It wasn't a great track for speed. I was a little scared, but she kept going. Very nice performance there.
Bruce, where do you want to go out of town for your first selection here? And take your time, because Bob Mazursky's got the day off. We'll catch him next week. Right. So where do you want to go for your first selection?
How about the eighth race at Churchill Downs. You were talking about Bob Baffert. He has a horse in this race. You know, one of the concerns, you know, in Southern California is they can't fill races, but look at the purses in these races. Mike, check it out. The eighth race, a straight maiden, $120,000. So the purses are outrageous here at Churchill for these straight maidens, like stakes purses here. And Baffert has a horse in here that I will use, Campo Basso, but I like the horse right next door. And another Southern California trainer, number 10, Study, for Mike McCarthy. Mike, this horse trained in 2025. He obviously had some issues, went to the sideline. He's come back to train super for McCarthy. I've seen three of his workouts online. The early workouts coming back, he was under a stranglehold in late March, on March 28th. He wasn't asked hardly at all on April 30th. Fast forward to his last gate drill, May 16th. They said go with him in this work, and he blasted away. He dominated in that May 16 workout out of the gate over the track. He looks like a horse that's ready to win at first asking. The works aren't super fast on paper, so maybe the price won't be bad at all. Race 8, number 10, Study, for Mike McCarthy at 5-1 on the morning line.
And just another note, what I'm seeing here, the workout line, two works back on Study, a first-time starter, so three-year-old colt by the Constitution Stallion Independence Hall. A half from the gate in 47-4, that was 11th best, Bruce, of 132 at that distance. That just gives you an idea, a little perspective on inventory and what they've got there at Churchill.
A lot of top maidens.
Maiden,
you know, a lot of first-time starters. It's fun. And there is a service, Kentucky.org. If you ever want to watch the Kentucky workouts, they're available. It's a great service. I think Bruno DiGiulio puts them together, and it's been really helpful with this meeting here at Churchill Downs.
Kentucky.org, and race 8 at Churchill today set to go at 4:23 Eastern. Bruce Finkelstein says it's number 10, Study. 5-1 on the morning line, and owned by our good friends Aaron Wellman with Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. Let's come to Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Bruce, as you know, our feature, the Grade 3 Triple Bend, goes as the 8th on a 9-race card. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the last race. This is, I think, a pretty interesting race. Horses are not coming out of the same race. A lot of new faces. The 6-5 favorite, Maximon, he's okay, but, boy, he does not look like a 6-5 shot in my eyes. I think the interesting play here is the 8, Mr. American Pie. This is a horse that debuted at Turfway. That's a synthetic track. He finished a well-beaten third, but he had all kinds of early trouble in that race. He ran better than looked in that race. He did not run much at all on the dirt in his next start at Keeneland. Brief speed, no good at all. They shipped him to Horseshoe Indianapolis, straight maiden. That is not the worst racetrack. In fact, in this race, Mike, in the straight maiden race, there was a Brad Cox horse in here, so you know that there's a little quality there. And he really woke up. He pressed the pace. He sat second. He was right there at the top of the lane. He may have had the lead for about a stride. He just kind of gradually lost it at the end, finishing fifth, but a pretty close fifth. I like the dropping class today, the switch to a sprint. I think he's just a horse that hated the dirt, and I think he might fit with these at a good price. So in race 9, let's go with the Horseshoe Indianapolis Shipper, number 8, Mr. American Pie, at 8-1. On the morning line.
Okay, and post time for race 9 at Santa Anita today. This will be the Don McLean play, Mr. American Pie, 5:02 Pacific. And Bruce, we draw tomorrow for the Belmont at Saratoga. It should be a great 5-day week back there. What's up at betonbruce.com moving into that new week?
So we'll cover the entire festival at Saratoga. Late races on Wednesday, Thursday, and I believe Friday. Then we'll get into the full card also on Belmont Saturday. It was great last year. I don't know if you recall how the racing was spectacular there for that week. We'll be covering every racing day. Same deal when Santa Anita's Friday through Sunday. Also some late races from Churchill Downs. Had a really nice meeting at Churchill Downs. So we'll be working overtime this week with some excellent racing on the West, Midwest, and on the East this week.
looking forward to that. Last thing, do you ever get involved with hockey? You got the Golden Knights. You live there in Vegas. They're in the Stanley Cup Final. You ever go to any of those games, Bruce?
I've only been to a couple of games. It's phenomenal. What a fan base here. And I will, I hate to be a homer, but Mike, have you ever seen a organization do this well in sports, an expansion team?
This quick? No.
This quick?
No.
I think it could be the all-time best organization for the first 9 years of existence, maybe in sports history.
It took the Mets 8 years to win a World Series, but they were horrendous for seven.
Yeah, they won 40 games 1 year, didn't they?
The Mets. Yeah. Well, Marv Thornberry and Choo Choo Coleman behind the plate and so on.
And Casey Stengel as the manager, if I recall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, no, the Mets, it took the Mets 8 years, but this is a team that went to the Stanley Cup Final in the first year.
Yeah.
They've been to the conference final five times out of nine.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Third Stanley Cup, and we're talking 32 teams. We're not talking six teams. So,
right.
We were talking about this yesterday. They're a ruthless organization. They have no sentimentality. They will fire a coach on a moment's notice. Fan favorites are out the door, like Marchessault and Fleury. No sentimentality with this owner group, and I'll tell you what, they know what they're doing. That's for sure. They just always put a highly competitive product out there. They make changes, at midseason, Mike. They're serious about winning.
Ownership with an edge. And, Bruce, you're on edge right now. Let's get lucky with Mr. American Pie, the Don McLean play of the day in the ninth and final, number eight, Mr. American Pie. Thanks so much, and we'll talk next week, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
All right, we'll hit our final break, folks, and coming back strong, going to be heading back to South Florida, checking in with Toby Callett. And we do have a selection, a Santa Anita selection from Jonathan Hardoon. We'll be passing that along as well. This is Thoroughbred LA. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up the good vibrations. She's backing my excitations.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. Be untrue. Oh, baby.
And welcome back. My thanks to Elliot Kams and Chris Monreal inside here making things happen. And a programming note, Angels warm-up at the top of the hour in just a few minutes with Trent Rush, and then it'll be Angels Rays from Tampa Bay at 10:40, and Mark Lanks and Terry Smith here to be making things happen. I just got assurances from Terry and Mark. Zach Neto will be in the starting lineup today. He was involved in a very scary collision at home plate yesterday and was laying head down in the dirt for a long, long time. Apparently whiplash, he's bounced back, he's in the lineup. How about a guy by the name of Wade Meckler, born and bred here in Anaheim, California. He gets to the show at age 26 with the Angels. Grand slam home run in yesterday's first inning, and that keynoted a 14-3 Halo victory. Hey, they're in a soft division. They are not out of it. And listen, if you have plumbing issues, you're never out of it with my good friends at Western Rooter, family owned and operated for more than four decades by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They're open 24/7. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences, commercial, residential, they can handle any emergency, and they are on time and under budget, as we say so often. If you give them a call at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Visit westernrooter.com, and you can see for yourself over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And one of the best in the Southeast joins us right now, Toby Callett from South Florida. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Before you get going, before I forget, I want to congratulate our good friend and colleague, Jonathan Hardoon. He had a Karen Headley trainee on top with John Lindo and Bob Icke on air here yesterday. Ninth and final, actually ninth of 10 at Santa Anita. Soul Sister paid $6.40. And if you've got your pen handy, Toby, John says today at Santa Anita, race 5, number 6, make it Fibonacci's ride. That's the fifth race at Santa Anita, number 6, Fibonacci's ride, I think it's pronunciation. So he's joining forces with a couple of other guys. Toby, how are things down there at Gulfstream Park today with 9 of them? I heard you say yesterday, no steak, no hamburgers, a lot of synthetic. Is it a little bit better today, I hope?
Actually, no, but there is a must give in the pick six, and half of the pick six is dirt, and then the other half is you know what. Before I get started, I want to make a quick shout out to my new golfing pals, Emily, Judy, and my regular golfing buddy, Christopher Blanco, is in the house. So, son of Michelle Blanco, if you remember her. Okay.
And that does ring a bell. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Publicity director at the now-defunct Calder race course for many years.
Okay.
Okay, race four. The two most likely winners in here are the three, Mr. Peaks, and the six, Holy Stick. Race six is the other one of the other dirt races. The two likely winners in here are the one, Alexander Helios, and the six, Steel Sunshine. Eighth race is the last of the three dirt races of the Pick Six sequence. I like the three, Gervin Star. Main rival would be the six, Floco. That's three and six in race eight. So hopefully I can get you halfway home in that Rainbow Six with a must-give payout.
Right. And what's the weather like today during golf?
Oh, it's perfect. It's about 95. It's humid, but it is Chamber of Commerce. This is what you get.
Right. And Toby, I mean, you've been in South Florida for what, about 35 years now or more?
41, thank you.
41 years.
And was a snowbird, for six of the seven before that.
So you were transitory.
I was transitory. I went up and down the East Coast and all over North America. Came out your way from time to time.
Yeah.
During those years, as you would know.
And Toby, I mean, you've made a living just kind of by the you know, your gut instincts. You were a guy with a stopwatch for many, many years, and that was a very, very good thing for you. But we had a big upset. Where I'm going with this is Almond Joy, a California-bred filly, took yesterday's Grade 2 Santa Margarita, and Brad Free had it in daily racing form in his advance for the race yesterday. Now, I mean, she paid a huge price in a four-horse field, but he described her race on grass 1 week previous as better than looked, and what you had to kind of watch was what happened after the wire, and it was way after the wire. But, you know, as we often say with the rags and sheets, and I know you agree, the way you've always looked at races, you got to get past the obvious, and you've also got to be a little bit forgiving in this business.
That is true, and Aggie Anderson Ordonez, I remember her when she was the publicity at Hialeah. How about that?
Well, she gets it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, but she said after the race, this yesterday's race was the target all along. The grass race came up.
Yeah.
It worked in their favor. That to me, I played and a friend that wanted me to diagram a pick four, and I said I can't go for the faves in here. It's a four horse field. Hit the all button. I can't take credit for anything but being against the faves. But Brad Free gets ample credit. Brad's pretty sharp. You know that for years and years. I remember doing a seminar at the Horse Players Expo in 2007 with him at the Wynn Hotel. Brad has been a sharp guy for many, many years.
As have you. We got Angels baseball nipping at our heels. Mark Langston, Terry Smith at 10:40. Toby, I hope you're listening on the internet. And Angels pregame here on AM 830 at 10 a.m. with Trent Rush. Toby, always a pleasure. Have a great day there in South Florida.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, and again, my thanks to Elliot Kams, Chris Monreal. And there's Oscar. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
On your way to Angel Stadium? Come hungry, Halos fans, because nothing says a ball game like Tostitos-branded nachos served throughout Angel Stadium and at all Classic Hits locations. And for those classic ballpark snacks, grab your Cracker Jacks or your favorite single-serve chips like Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, Lay's, and Sun Chips. From first pitch to final bites, Frito-Lay snacks fuel your game day cravings. So get in, get loud, and get your game day favorites at Angel Stadium.
The Chevy Drive Memorial Day event is on at Simpson Chevrolet in Irvine and in Garden Grove. Start your summer with special Memorial Day low financing and payment programs on great selection of new 2026 Silverados. All models with the popular colors and options you want are now in stock at family-owned Simpson Chevrolet. They're big enough to deal, small enough to care.
Christmas comes early to Angel Stadium. Be one of the first 25,000 fans on Friday, June the 26th, and take home a plaid Santa hat, courtesy of Discount Tire and Service Centers. Then stay after the game on Saturday, June 27th, for a post-game fireworks show, get your picture taken with Santa, and more. Visit angels.com/promotions and help spread Christmas cheer at the Big A.
AMA 30 KLAA, Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is the Angels pregame show on Angels Radio and on the AM 830 radio app.
2-2 on Adele. That ball is absolutely crushed out into left field. It is way out of here. There's a ball tipped it high in the air. This ball's well hit. It's carried deep out there into left field, and that ball is out of here. Jack Netto, 26th home run of the season. Next one on Trout. And he swings at this one, drills the ball deep down that left side. It is Trout of here. Over the out-of-town scoreboard. Crawford boxes and Mike Trout is on fire in Houston.
Time now for a preview of today's game, featuring the starting lineups and a countdown to first pitch. This is Angels pregame.
Happy Sunday morning and welcome to the Angels pregame show. My name is Trent Rush from Tropicana Field, getting set for the rubber match of this Angels-Rays series. Shane McClanahan pitching for Tampa. Halos going to be sending Jack Gahanowitz to the mound. That is what is on tap, presented by Modelo, brewed with the finest ingredients for a taste that is pure gold. Well, it's been an interesting road trip for the Halos. Look, the Angels come into this game having won 6 of their last 8 after taking 2 of 3 in Detroit. The Angels with another opportunity for a series win today after a 14-3 beatdown of the Rays last night. And that is something that has